Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Raisai.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing!
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, darlings. Welcome to the Anna Man podcast. I'm Anna Man, actress, singer, welder, gotta have a backup, siren of the stage and screen. These are my memories.
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Hey there, everybody. How's it going? How's it going, everybody? How are you hanging? That's a positive start, isn't it? I thought I should start positively, you know, because things are very bleak at the moment. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there is a war on. We need positivity right now, don't we? I know I do. I just drank a coffee that had been sat in the microwave since last Tuesday. I could be dying. I mean, we all could. We all are. That's not positive, is it? Come on, Anna, you're meant to be positive. I said to myself, be positive. I think what people like is positivity. Peter Kay. Positive. Yes? But what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, I mean, I could be dying from the coffee in the microwave any second now, right? There's a very strong chance I won't make the end of this podcast recording. I mean, there's always a chance that I've already died, and this is a ghost talking, which is just bloody par for the course for my career, isn't it? I mean, that would easily be the most famous thing Anna had ever done. First definitive recording of a ghost. But also, she's talking about the fact that she might be a ghost. I mean, surely I would finally go viral after that. You'd think so, wouldn't you? No, probably not. Still, that wouldn't be enough. I mean, one can become world famous these days by lip-syncing to something on tiki-tiki-tok-tok-tok. What's it called? Tiki-toki-tik-tok. Tiki-tiki-tok-tok. What's it? Sue, what's it called?
TikTok!
All right, you don't have to scream at me. I might be dying, you know, and it's your fault.
I'm going on the toilet.
Yeah, you do that, Sue. You go on the bloody toilet. I'll probably be a reasonably famous corpse when you get back. Not that she cares. It was her coffee in the microwave. Long story. I'll get to that. But what I'm saying is, I probably still won't get as many hits as someone lip-syncing, even though I'm a ghost reporting on my own death on a podcast. Sorry, darlings. It's still not positive, is it? I'm being negative. What's wrong with me? It's very hard to keep even at the minute. Do you find that, darlings? I wish you could talk back to me. Can you try and talk back to me? I tell you what, when I ask a question, just talk back into the phone or whatever you're listening on, the laptop, or I don't know, perhaps you're listening to it on a wireless. I don't know if you can get this on a wireless podcast, but anyway, just talk back. And I know I still can't hear you, and I know that I'm in your past now, but it will make me feel ever so much more loved. It really would. Anyway, the point is, it's hard to keep even at the minute, isn't it? I try to imagine myself, what I do, this is from my guru, who turned out to not really be a guru, he just turned out to be a sort of car salesman. But anyway, what you do is you imagine, when everything's getting on top of you, right, all these things, all these information flooding into your brain that you don't need, all these demands, all these people wanting your time, what you do is you imagine you are walking through the sea, right? You're not drowning. Okay, so don't start thinking, because the first time he said this to me, he said, you're walking through the sea, and I went, oh, I'm drowning! And he said, no, calm down, it's all right, it's all right. You're walking through the Red Sea, And I'm drowning, and it's like blood. No, still calm down, he said. Still calm down. You're walking through the Red Sea because you're Moses. Oh, I go, okay. Moses, was he the one with the many-coloured coat? No. He was the one with the big rock. Was it a big rock? The big rock, and it said, don't kill on it. Big rock. He holds up a big rock, and it says, don't kill, you know. And there's a fire or something in a bush. I don't know. Anyway, Moses, through his superpowers, whatever he had, parted the Red Sea and walked through it. You see? The Red Sea in, I want to say Israel, but it could be Egypt. Fuck, I don't know. Anyway, my geography is kaput. I'm sure it used to be good. I mean, at least I knew where Leeds was, you know, but even that's gone. Anyway, you push aside all that stuff, right? You get all that mad stuff. Now, listen now, because this might actually help you, for serious now. All that crazy stuff that's going on, you imagine that is the Red Sea, right? And you part it. You part it like Sue Clinch's awful haircut. You part it out of the way. And all you have is calm and focus, right? And there's just you and the thing you want. What do you want to achieve? What are you actually focused on when all that stuff is gotten rid of, you see? So I do it, and I did it the other day when I was getting stressed, and I focused, and I could see myself walking. It's a very beautiful image, actually, walking with the sand beneath me, the seabed, and all these crazy things, you know, Sue Clinch constantly telling me about going to the toilet, you know, people on tick-tock-tock, and all that stuff, and Trump, the alt-right, blah, 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 you know, the alt-left. I'm sick of them as well, to be honest. I just want everyone to stop being alt. Anyway, all that stuff, push it out the way. There you are, walking through the sand. Perhaps you're barefoot, perhaps you're wearing a kimono. I don't know. It's your image, it's your imagination. But you're walking through there, and you can just see, the only thing you can see is the thing you actually want. What is it you actually want? Right? What is it you're actually going for? But the thing is, I realise that the thing I really want, you know, when you put all that stuff, fame, attention, people loving you, all that sort of stuff, superficial stuff, when you put that all to one side, what is it you really want? And I realised it was loads and loads of cream cakes. And cream cakes aren't good for you, are they? Not if you eat loads, particularly elephant's foot. Do you know this? Elephant's foot or elephant feet? Elephant's feet? Elephant's feet? Do you know these things? If you don't know what they are, maybe Google it. Actually, you probably will just get pictures of actual elephant's feet. But an elephant's foot, when I was a kid, was a kind of a cake, a delicious cream cake, a very Midlands sort of dessert, if you know what I mean by that. Very Midlands. My first husband, Tony Sandwich, he was a dab hand at making them. He really was. I think I've talked about Tony Sandwich before. Ran a sandwich shop in Nottingham, where I'm originally from, of course. One thing we've never actually really got to the bottom of is, did he change his name because he wanted to go into sandwiches? Or did he think, my name is Tony Sandwich, therefore I should probably make sandwiches for a living. I should run a sandwich shop. Because then you can have sandwich on the top, you see, and people go, oh, sandwich. But then saying that, that doesn't really make sense, does it? Because you probably have sandwich on the shop anyway, because you're selling sandwiches. I mean, unless it was called sort of sandwiches, sandwiches. Sandwiches, sandwiches. That's, I mean, it's just like saying sandwiches twice. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. The thing is, I mean, he's still alive. I could ask him. I just can't be bothered. He's very Brexit. Do you know what I mean? He's not someone you want to chat to. You'll ask him about, you know, did he change his name to Tony Sandwich, or was he originally called Tony Sandwich? And by the end of the conversation, he'll be telling you he wants to exterminate refugees. You know, it's one of those. Anyway, my point is, all his views to one side, he was a dab hand at making these elephant's feet. Just a big fist of pastry. Imagine a big knobbly fist, pure pastry. A fat splurge of cream in the middle. Just squeezed in there, right? Bursting, fit to burst with cream, and a chocolate top. Imagine that. Just think about that for a second. Fuck, it was amazing. And he could churn them out by the hundreds. And I'd just sit there eating them all day. I put on 5 stone in the 6 months we were married. That's almost a stone a month. Fuck. And he went out of business, of course, bless him. How could he not? I was eating all the bloody produce. But fuck, what a delicious 6 months that was. I mean, he was an awful man in all other ways. Very ham-fisted, if you know what I mean. As in, you know, he, well, his hands looked like hams, if I'm honest. He had ham hands, and that was awful. That's not what you want caressing you of an evening, but still, I mean, to be caressed by hands made of ham. They weren't literally, but can you imagine? But the cream cakes, fuck. Anyway, I realise today that that's actually all I want from life. I don't want fame, really. I mean, I do, obviously. I'm an absolute narcissist, but I just want to sit and eat cream cakes. I really do. But I can't. I've realised what I want from life, and I can't because Sue Clinch, she's in the toilet right now. She can't hear me because she's probably shouting to herself. She likes to shout on the toilet. It's a weird thing. It kind of gets the stuff out. She's not well, blessed, and there's a lot of blockage, and she has to kind of encourage it through shouting anyway. She's got a sort of symbiotic rapport with her own faeces. That's a sentence I never wanted to say. The point is, Sue Clinch, though she may be able to talk to her own faeces, is also something of a monster who has put me on a diet. Has forced us both to be on a diet. Just because you're on a diet, it doesn't mean everyone has to be on one, Sue.
I know, we've got to lose some weight, she says. We've got to lose weight. We've got out of shape during lockdown.
I said, what are you talking about being out of shape? Yours has always defied description. The closest thing that springs to mind is Cthulhu.
Come on, Anna, we're on a diet.
Right, so this means no booze. Ugh, horrible. No biscuits. No bread. No eggs. No red meat. No red biscuits. No red eggs. I love red eggs. No lard. And I love lard. I've got a hat that says it. I love lard. That'll have to go in the bin. I will not wear a hat that lies. An exercised crash has got me doing star jumps yesterday. I thought the floor would collapse. Mother in the basement was furious, which was some consolation. Awful woman. I don't know if I've mentioned Mother before. I probably have. She's an awful woman. She really is. She clings to life like a spider to a fly. She's got us all in her web and she's melting our innards with her toxic breath and ideas. Oh, you want an example, do you? You don't believe me, do you? I know some of you at home are like, oh, leave your mother alone, will you, Anna? You're always going on about your mother. It's not fair, but I'll give you an example then. What about this? Yesterday, the local paper asked if I wanted to give a quick interview about my favourite local places, because I am something of a local celebrity. It was over email, which was annoying. You know, they emailed me the questions, and I reply to the email with an email from me. But I don't like doing that, you see, because you can very easily be misconstrued, can't you? They change the meaning of what you say, you see, because they've got it in their hands. They can just type whatever they want. For example, the Metro, when I was in the Metro, Blackpool, but still, they once quoted me calling Sir David Suchet a self-conceited ass. Right? That's what they said. Anna Mann calls Sir David Suchet a self-conceited ass. Whereas, I know for a fact what I actually said was, you know, like myself, Sir David Suchet likes to conserve energy when he is seated on his ass. You see, but if you take out some of those words, you get self-conceited ass. They're awful. I hate the press. Really do. The point is, they can change what you actually say. Fake news. It's fake news. I'm sorry, but the one thing I agree with on Donald Trump, the one thing Donald Trump and I agree on is that there is this rampant fake news, right? It's always been the case. It's not a new thing. For example, one of my finest shows, Rogue Baker, I've talked about it here before, all about a baker goes rogue, was only given 2 stars in The Guardian, when clearly it was a lot better than that. I mean, if that's not fake news, I don't know what it is. I mean, it had a baker going rogue in it. And I'll say it one more time. The baker went rogue. I mean, surely that idea is worth 4 stars alone, no matter how it's executed, or sadly, who gets executed during the production, which was appalling, really, but you know. Very sad, but they did forget their lines a few times, and the director was a psychopath. Let's not beat around the bush. I mean, he didn't. Forget your lines, bang, you're dead. Obviously, the rest of the run had to be cancelled, which was a real fucker. I mean, the guy who got murdered wasn't even the main cast. He was an understudy. That was the beginnings of when health and safety crept into the boards and the wings, and suddenly a death in the theatre was serious business.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name is Marjorie Crooks. Piss off! And I would like to take a minute to 3 hours of your time, I haven't timed my speech, to talk about an incident that took place recently on my street. A certain type of man, which you will refer to as a prize knobhead, was going up and down my road on a board which appeared to be hovering off the ground. I stared at him from my open window, open because I'd recently smashed the window in a fit of pique because a bird flew into it and I didn't like it. I don't like birds. I like dogs. I like dogs because you can keep them on a lead and shout at them. My husband used to agree with me. If only we could keep people on leads, he would decry, but then he was a massive pervert. Anyway, this man, probably a foreigner, I mean, he definitely didn't know the words to Rule Britannia when I tested him, shall we say? Rule Britannia, three monkeys up a stick. One fell down and broke his will. He was a bulldog, he lying in the sun, and so on. This man, going up and down the street on a board, which appeared to hover off the ground. I said, excuse me, young man, a moment of your time. Could I ask a question? He said, yes. Just one question. He said, yes. I said, what the fuck is that? He said, it's my hoverboard. I said, don't be a bellend. What are you going up and down on my street for it for? He said, I'm practising, isn't it? I said, what are you talking about, isn't it? What does that mean? How does it work? Is it magic? He said, no, you stand on it and you move about and it moves to your movements or summit. I said, well, give me a go then. And I shoved him over and I got on it and I rolled it round and around town till the thing snapped in two. He was not happy about it. But I said, never mind, young lad. Here's a fiver. Go and get yourself another one. Thank you for that experience. Now get off the street before I call the police. So, yes, I had this email interview, right? An interview over email. I would have preferred a phone call. I really would. However, they won't let me do phone interviews anymore because they say I keep going off on tangents, which is not true. By the way, does anyone remember Bill Tangent? Little ripple of recognition there, I imagine. True Brit action star, you know, real Brit action, true Brit, as in he was British, but he actually came from South Africa, but that's another thing. Played a lot of tough detectives on telly, do you know what I mean? The tough guys. We're talking about the 70s, the 80s, proper tough guys, and not just police, often police, but he played all sorts of detectives. He played a tough detective priest called Father McCross. You may recall the infamous scene where he interrogates the villain by dunking him in the font. And then, of course, there was Detective McPage, detective in a Waterston's bookshop, where he interrogates the dodgy customers by giving them paper cuts and refusing to serve them cake with their tea. And, of course, Old MacDonald, where he was a detective on a farm, where he interrogated the chickens by holding them over the pig pen till they squawked. He may have gone too far with that one. I think they jumped the shark, if you will, or the chicken, at least. I'm not sure what happened to Bill Tangent in the end. It went very bad for him in the end. Very scandalous, I think. I think he fell in love, actually. He fell in love with one of his co-stars in... Unfortunately, it was one of the co-stars in Old MacDonald, a very attractive young sow, which even then was not really considered cool, you know. The wedding was incredibly awkward, especially as the children from his first marriage were there crying. What are you doing, Dad? That said, the food was great. Might have been the bride's cousins, in fact. Anyway, I think he completely lost it by then, bless him. I remember the wedding was actually interrupted by a police raid and poor Bill was carted off to the asylum. Real shame, because he was a brilliant TV detective. So good, in fact, the police would often get his help on real cases. That's why the law went easy on him on the end, I guess. Sue?
I'm on the toilet!
No, it's all right, darling. I was just wondering what happened to Bill Tangent.
Don't know. I think you might have made him up.
Did I? Did I make him up? No, I don't think so. Anyway, the point is, I had this interview with the local paper on email, and I had to say what my favourite place in the local town was. And I said, oh, the lanes, of course, the lanes. I love the lanes. You know the lanes. Have you been down the lanes? All the little shops with little things down the lanes, little trinkets and gadgets and bits and bobs and so on. I love the lanes. Oh, I love the lanes. You can get anything you want down there, anything you want, as long as it's completely unnecessary and impractical. I got a kettle that was also a bedside lamp. Brilliant idea. Blew up in seconds, but brilliant. And the cafes. Fuck, I love the cafes. A big fat cake and a latte. That's all you need to sort you out. And then maybe another cake and a couple more lattes. You know, I love the lanes. But Mother saw this email. I must have left it open on the laptop. I'd passed out on the floor, knackered. I find typing. Genuinely, I think typing is one of the hardest things one can do. It's awful. Obnoxious. What an obnoxious invention the keyboard is. Ugh. Fingers are meant to fondle and find, not bash out keys. Make me hike up a hill or swim a raging river or walk on hot coals. I mean, I wouldn't do any of those things either, but for God's sake, don't ask me to type. Anyway, while I was asleep, the thing in the basement, i.e. Mother, crept out, saw this open email, undid all the work I'd done, which had taken me hours, and it was only one sentence. She deleted all of that and then wrote that my favourite place was hanging around the massage parlour, hoping to get some work like the filthy little whore that I am. I was furious. Furious. I said, Mother, why did you do that? Well, it's true, she says. No, it's not. What are you talking about? I've seen you hanging out there in the mornings looking for tricks. I said, Mother, that's not a massage parlour. It's a job centre. I thought about calling the Metro to tell them to change it, you know, but then I thought, actually, that sounds even worse. Just leave the massage parlour in. That's fine. It's different. You know, it's cool. It's edgy. God, she's mad. Absolutely mad. I despair. I really do. I really do. So what happened today? Well, quite frankly, I almost died, right? I got up this morning, knackered, because Sue was up dancing to K-pop all night, the silly old cunt. Sorry, but I think that was necessary. I think that was acceptable. Hog has left me some porridge in the pan. It's woke porridge, the special woke porridge she makes, which means it's aware of all the struggles that the oats went through to get there. I don't know. I'm lost with all that at the minute, to be honest. I mean, I'm achingly woke. I'm frighteningly woke, but I draw the line at cereal and oats and so on. Anyway, she'd left me some oats in the pan, which I shoved straight in the microwave. I'm waiting by the microwave, staring straight into it, obviously, because it's good for concentration. Then I remember a pair of shoes that I found in the street the other day, so I go and try them on. Then I watch a bit of telly and I do a bit of hopscotch. I floss everywhere, whole body, do some ironing, cut up some of Mother's clothes to teach her a lesson, you know, walk into the kitchen. Hang on. This is the problem, see, I go off on tangents mentally. I go, hang on. I think I just put something in the microwave, didn't I? Did I put something on the microwave? Did I put something in the microwave? I think I did. Should we just open the microwave and find out? Yes, all right, Anna, let's open that. So I open the microwave and I see this cup of coffee with milk, a white cup of coffee. I pick it up and I just start drinking it. I'm halfway through the cup and I go, fuck! What is this? I didn't warm up any coffee. I warmed up some porridge. So whose coffee is this?
Oh, it's mine, says Sue. I forgot about that.
How long's it been there, Sue?
I don't know, about 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Fuck. So, yes, I'm probably going to die in a bit, or at least shit myself. Oh, God. I feel like this has gone from positive to a negative. God. Well, I hope you had fun anyway, at my expense, all of you. Love you. No, in all seriousness, I'll probably be back next week. And if I do come back as a ghost, for God's sake, make it go viral. Thanks for listening, darlings. I love you. Take care. You're good people, some of you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Anna Man podcast, created, written and performed by Colin Holt, edited by the wonderful Dan Snellgrove and inspired by the repellent Sue Clinch. You can support our incredible work by going to patreon.com/annaman or ko-fi.com/annaman. You can also hire Anna for your own private Zoom parties. It really is a tremendous way to spend an evening with friends and has been going down phenomenally well. Send an email to colinholtcomedy@gmail.com, or if you'd like a lovely birthday message, video or audio, email to the same. And if you'd like to hire Colin or Anna for gigs or events, contact United Agents. Please follow us both on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube by looking up Anna Man Actress or Colin Holt Comedy. And never the twain shall meet.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, my name's Beth Murray, and if you'd like to hear funny people talk about giving birth, then have I got the podcast for you.
Poor Richard, he made the schoolboy error of standing up to see the baby while I was on the operating table, and I think that's really not recommended.
You were scarred for life, he was scarred for life. In the latest series of One Torn Every Minute, a whole labour ward of new guests tell me their birth stories in hilarious and graphic detail.
Gas and air can suck my...
That's One Torn Every Minute. Available now on all good podcast platforms.
I suppose you wouldn't do it at all, would you, if you really thought about it?